We have become used to thinking that we have a right to all that we have, no matter what damage we do to the earth or to other people. We have become detached and disconnected from reality. We have become detached from the earth. We have become detached from the feelings and lives of people elsewhere if it interferes with our right to maintain our lifestyle and standard of living. I would submit to you that we're on a course leading to inevitable annihilation. Martin Luther King said, the issue is not between violence and nonviolence, it's between nonviolence and non-existence. The course we're on in the first world is a course of ultimate destruction. Do we want to be part of this course of ultimate destruction, or do we want to be part of hope and affirmation and justice for all people of the earth and for the earth itself, without which we cannot live? Yes, I'm talking about a nonviolent revolution of consciousness.
Comes to a point in life in which we reflect upon those things that matter. There are some who choose to ignore the depth of this question, and there are others who follow this question into oblivion. Is it possible to walk the middle path, to ask these questions and yet embrace the possibility of never arriving at an answer? Is it possible to live our lives not in the absence of a corrupt world, but despite it? If you were asked to ponder the one thing that matters most in your life, what would it be? Security? Money? Success? Sex? Power? Have you ever considered why? Why we crave? Do we not have enough? What happens when we have all the money, all the security, all the success, sex, power, but haven't found peace? What happens if we gain the world without an ounce of love or appreciation? We end up only wanting more. The world can't give enough of itself, as if humanity is becoming a black hole devouring everything in its path. When we receive these things, our first instinct is to protect them from others. We distrust our neighbors because of them. We wage war to gain more of them. However, love is distinct from these. When love is present, our first instinct is to give back, to help those who long to truly be free, those who desire to give back, who desire to know love. But what happens if no one truly wants love anymore? What if no one desired freedom? What if the greatest epidemic known to man has already infected the entire species? A whole race of humanity conned into believing that slavery is freedom, that fear is love, that suffering is happiness. Would you be able to recognize it if it were happening right now? Ask yourself, is it? Is this the world we live in?
In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that hope will come from elsewhere to save us.
It's a really bad gas. There's nothing natural or clean or green by drilling down into those coal seams with acids and benzene and toluene. Please don't tell me that gas is clean. We need to take a stand before it's too late.
Lock the gate.
We have the right to
lock the gate.
Yeah, that coal seam gas, it's a bad gas. And when you know the facts, it's a really mad gas. Doesn't it seem completely insane to mess with our water, and what will we gain? Fuel for a lifestyle we cannot sustain. If we poison our planet, we can't start again. We need to work together, make a stand. Keep those exploration units off our land. There's no time to hesitate. Take this step before it's too late.
Lock the gate, lock the gate, lock the gate.
We can't let these giants determine our fate. When the slick PR rep says he'd rather not wait, he wants you to think he's your new best mate. Don't budge an inch once he's in, it's too late.
Lock the gate, lock the gate, lock the gate. Lock the gate, lock the gate, lock the gate.
Lock the gate.
You just gotta lock the gate.
Yeah. I live in a gas field. I've got about 75 wells next to my house in the residential stage of Tara in southeast Queensland. The closest well to my house is 1,540 metres from the front door. Now, when they were drilling that well, they drilled for 12 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There was no break. The noise was at the point where I actually left the property until they finished drilling. And then, you know, we could have 2,000 truck movements a week on a little dirt road, you know what I mean? So the impacts are huge on us. There's lots of issues, environmental issues, water issues, air issues, you know what I mean? It's a social disaster. We moved there for peace and quiet. People moved there to retire. And now they can't sell their land, they can't stay. It's quite heartbreaking when a grown man comes to your house crying about his family and the well-being of his family and how he's scared for the future of his kids.
My portfolio is high, I'm going on vacation. Anywhere I wanna, I put it on my card. I could use a little sun and to see some ancient ruins. The pyramids are calling, off to Egypt I will fly. I go swimming in the big Egyptian river, bathing in the waters of the Nile. The sun is shining down and everybody's happy, bathing in the waters of the Nile. My job is so secure and my government is stable. The weather's getting better, a little warmer every year. And now we've got free trade, and everyone will prosper. The locals here are happy, I think I'll have another beer. Let's go swimming now, we're swimming in the big a gypsy in a river, bathing in the waters of the Nile. The sun is shining down and everybody's happy, bathing in the waters of the Nile. I thought I heard a bomb, it must be a celebration. If anything was wrong, they tell me on TV. Sometimes I am amazed how perfect things are going. I think I'll do some shopping and take a little time for me. Everybody's doing it, we're swimming in the big, a gypsy in a river,
backstroke, breaststroke, sidestroke, crawl,
bathing in the waters of the night.
Your troubles are over, there's gas in them thar hills.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Now listen to the story of the new cash cow, worth a lot more than the ones we're milking now. The wife and I, we was fracking in the grass, up come the gas, blew right up her ass. Me, that is, gas was about a mile away. Now this here gas is a coal miner's dream. You're pumping lots of chemicals, fracture up the seam. Farmers claim it poisons all the whales, shrivels up the grapes in a bitter muscatels. Aquifers, who needs them? Plenty of water in the tap. Them other fracking farmers are a-locking up the gate. The right of private ownership is holding back the state. But gas prospectors have got a lot of clout, so I'm lighting up my pipe, gonna smoke the buggers out.
A big company marches onto your land, sinks a well without your permission, then proceeds to threaten your livelihood.
The drilling sites are springing up like topsy all over their farms, some with significant gas leakage. And Australia's greatest underground water resource, the Great Artesian Basin, will be contaminated and depleted.
And it's our laws and our politicians who are letting it happen.
Big business lust for dough, the government conducts the flow, prostituting our mother, earth getting fucked for dough. Every time I'm rapping, I'm attacking them, and mines explode, cause my flows are more toxic than hydraulic fracturing. They slaughter animals and all the flora and fauna. Emissions cause a change in the climate till it's more of a sauna, hotter than the flammable water that they pour for your daughters and sons, without a thought for their poor little tummies or the smog in their lungs. It's a war, they keep going as long as the dollars will come. They spend millions on propaganda to keep the populace dumb. They say they want to keep the economy strong, but for everyone the profits is 100 struggling, wondering what's going on. Awful corporations bought the nation for a donation, causing mortification from ocean water to the core of the nation. You know I won't stop till they all know the facts, and we take Australia back before it's gasland. Time to act locally and think globally. We can bring the world back from the brink, hopefully. Only way to make it definite if we all start repping is people power, V for vendetta. That's what the message is. I represent the populace from the forest to the metropolis, raising consciousness to save us from the ominous, monotonous economic monster that's on top of us. Crappy capitalism, yeah, we've had enough of this. It's execs and coal seam gas reps request access to your premises. Just tell them to get back at off the property. Say you're locking the gates, think twice about legal advice before signing on the dotted line. Documents they try to con us with. We didn't inherit this planet from our parents, we borrowed it from our kids. So you know we won't stop till they all know the facts, and we take Australia back before it's gasland. Yo, Big business lust for dough. The government conducts the flow, prostituting our mother Earth getting fucked for dough. It's not what you know though, it's what you can prove. They got the dollars, yo, yeah, but we got the truth. They got the white collars though, but we got the youth. We got the future on our side. They got the news, they got the courts, they got the parliament and the police too. True, but we got the streets, justice and the people on our side. Don't be feeble, it's about time to stand up for what we believe in and see it through. Me and you can overcome evil, but what we say will be ignored. What's important is what we do. You know it won't stop till you all know the facts, and we take Australia back before it's gasland. My people won't stop till we all know the facts, and we take Australia back before it's gasland.
Is a form of natural gas drilling, an alternative to oil, cause the oil kept spilling, bringing jobs to small towns, so everybody's willing. People turn on the lights and the drillers make a killing.
Water goes into the pipe into the ground, the pressure cranks fissures 7,000 feet down. The cracks release the gas that powers your town. That will frack, yeah, totally frack.
But there's more in the water than just H2O. Toxic chemicals help to make the fluid flow, with names like benzene and formaldehyde. You better keep it far away from the water supply.
The drillers say the fissures are a mile below the groundwater pumped into American homes, but don't tell it to the residents of Subway, yo, that was frack. We're talking benzene.
What the frack is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water's on fire tonight.
So it all goes back to 2005. Bush said gas drillers didn't have to comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act before too long. It was frack, baby frack until the break of dawn.
With the EPA out, it was up to the states, but they didn't have the money to investigate. Sick people couldn't prove fracking was to blame, all the while water wells were going up in flames.
Cause it's hard to contain all the methane release. It can get into the air, it can get into the streams. It's a greenhouse gas worse than CO2. Fracking done wrong can lead to climate change too.
Now it's not that drillers should never be fracking, but the current regulation is severely lacking. Reduce the toxins contained, the gas and wastewater, and the people will get sick, and the planet will get hot.
What the frack is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water's on fire tonight.
Federal government came out and said that the damage to the Great Artesian Basin could last for up to 1,000 years, and this is for a 30-year project. The World Food Organization says that we need to produce more food in the next 50 years than we've ever produced in our life. So to ruin our agricultural land for coal seam gas is insane.
The kids reckon they deserve clean water. They reckon it's kind of criminal to pollute it irreversibly with things like fracking.
Energy.
The kids just want clean water. Fracking causes irreversible damage to the water table, the Great Artesian Basin. Australia drinks out of that. In a sunburnt country, it's pretty good to have some wells. Get a drink of water, you know? Feed the cattle, water the crops. Imagine if you couldn't do that. Imagine if some frackers came onto your land sunk thousands of wells into that water table and pumped millions of litres of fracking fluid into it, then released tons of methane into the atmosphere.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
They got no control over that pollution, so it can affect your kids, crops, cattle. And all for about $1,000 a well. Would you do it? You'd think the government wouldn't let you do it. You've got to get a permit to put up a dog kennel. But frackers, you can't stop them.
It's good for the economy, for the economy.
The kids, they'd rather have clean water and a future. I can see their point. Water's precious. All our water's underground. Australia's a sunburnt country. Real hard on farmers.
Energy. Energy.
So imagine having those thousands of wells surround you and your farmland and pumping millions of litres of fracking fluid into the water table. And how are you going to monitor that? Not with a snorkel and a flashlight.
Stuff in my mind.
Water from Toowoomba flows under the land and the sea to a lake on Stradbroke Island. And that Artesian Basin and the Darling Downs, it already has more than 3,000 gas wells. Talk about undermining farming and communities. We're getting gas. And the water's poison.
First they come and knock at your door. You think clean gas is what they're looking for. But there's no free lunch at their table. The sweetness of their offer is just a fable. Grand an acre's a lot of money, but the price is a lot of trouble, honey. Watch for the vinegar that comes with the signature.
Cash up your thinking and the water that you're drinking is gone. Start hissing, cause this is what you're missing. But they're pumping in your ground, step, you're jumping, living. Here's what you'll find in that fracking fluid.
Potassium, chloride, boric, oxide.
Can cause coma.
Tetramethyl, ammonium, chloride.
Phthalate, swallow.
Sodium hydroxide.
Burns, blindness, edema, coma.
Polydimethyl, diol, ammonium, chloride.
What is that hide?
Propanol is flammable, solvent for pharmacols, inhalation harmful, poisonous chemical, butoxy ethanol, more poisoned by the mouthful. Then there's methanol, small amounts kills all, turns to formaldehyde. Watch out for your eye, 10 mil and you're blind, 30 mil and you'll find it hard to walk and hard to talk. Hearts all blocked, can't ask them to stop, no help from the cops, cause you signed a contract, your water got whacked. Deep pockets got the deck stacked.
Stop thinking and the water that you're drinking is gone. Start hissing, cause this is what you're missing. While they're pumping in your ground, step, you're jumping, living. Here's what you'll find in that fracking fluid.
Ethylene, glycol, monobutyl ether screws your nerves, blood, kidneys, lymph system and your liver. Hydrochloric acid will burn right through. And acrylic, copolymers, full solvents too. Methacrylic acid, methyl, methacrylate, butylacrylate, and butyl methacrylate. Menace, hydroxymethyl, dysphonium, sulfate. Your liver and kidney functions evaporate. Disodium octaborate, tetrahydrate, sodium borate, I damaged irritate, ammonium persulfate, your guts would obliterate. One test of your soil, they don't need to negotiate. Your land only goes 6 feet down, that's how we regulate. They can just go under you, so don't deliberate, just lock the gate.
I speak for rock, crack. Fracked. I speak for stone and the earth beneath your feet.
I am stone, old and cold ground beneath your feet. I am silver, I am gold, earth that sleeps. I am crystal memory and the opal fire.
star, and I'll shine my light on you. 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 The light of a star, and I'll shine my light on you. Shine my light on you. Shine my light on you. Shine.
Your future is very uncertain. You know that you're up against one of the most powerful industries in the world, and the industry and the state and federal governments, they're just looking for the money. And unfortunately, the human cost is not on their agenda.
What keeps you going now, Dane?
The future of Australia. You know, the future generations, the children and their children are going to be feeling these effects. Get your group set up. Lobby your state and federal governments and lock the gate. That's all we can do, is lobby our politicians and lock the gate.
Kaput Radio.
It is up to us.
Save us.